From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama orchestrated an Israeli-Palestinian handshake on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday. Mr. Obama urged the two sides to resume formal peace talks. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
With Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas by his side, President Obama said it is past time to just talk about starting negotiations.
And so my message to these two leaders is clear. Despite all the obstacles, despite all the history, despite all the mistrust, we have to find a way forward.
But the two sides remain far apart on the agenda for peace talks and over the issue of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The Obama administration's envoy, George Mitchell, had been trying to negotiate a settlement freeze, but he made clear there should be no preconditions for negotiations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
Authorities now say at least 9 people have died as a result of flooding in the southeast. The victims include a Georgia toddler swept away after a stream tore the family's trailer in two, and several motorists whose car was washed off a roadway. Craig Fugate, head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says his department is working with state officials.
Right now, we're working with the state of Georgia. They're looking at assistance they may be requesting from the governor's office. The real tragedy yesterday, though, was the deaths that occurred.
Georgia's governor has asked the Obama administration to declare a state of emergency in his state. It's estimated that flooding in North Georgia has already caused $250 million worth of damage. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and his fellow monetary policymakers began 2 days of meetings Tuesday in Washington. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
The Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee convened amid mounting signs of recovery and financial stabilization, but also considerable uncertainty about how strong economic growth will be. So while officials were expected to discuss an eventual exit from an unprecedentedly easy money policy, they were not expected to signal a shift to a tighter credit stance. Bernanke set the tone last week when he said the recession is very likely over, but warned growth could be too modest to reduce unemployment quickly. Meanwhile, inflation remains low despite declines in the dollar's value. When the FOMC makes its policy announcement Wednesday afternoon, Fed watchers predict it will keep the key federal funds rate near zero and reiterate its plan to keep rates low for an extended period. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 51 points, closing at 9,829. This is NPR News. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus is making changes to his health care overhaul bill to secure the votes he needs for passage. Baucus has adjusted a proposed tax on high-cost insurance policies, a provision that's opposed by organized labor and liberal Democrats. He says he's adding $50 billion in subsidies for people who would be required to buy insurance. The penalty for refusing to buy coverage has been lowered. One Republican on the committee, Olympia Snow, calls the plan a solid starting point. The United States and China could be on the verge of a more active relationship following talks at the United Nations. President Obama will be going to China in November. Barry Schwide has the story.
Both President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao, meeting at the UN in New York, said they are committed to a more cooperative relationship. An Obama trip to China has been set for November, the American president saying we need to make our relationship more dynamic and effective. At this point, it's an up-and-down relationship. China's helping, for instance, to try to promote a resumption of negotiations with North Korea over its nuclear weapons. At the same time, trade differences have led the U.S. to impose punitive tariffs on Chinese-made tire imports. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration implemented a ban on candy and fruit-flavored cigarettes Tuesday. The action, approved by under legislation signed in June, is intended to prevent children and teenagers from starting to smoke. Lawmakers have asked the FDA to study the use of menthol and mint flavors in tobacco products. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.